Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey there, and good morning. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton, your host, and I'm so glad you're here hanging out, spending time with me. And I want to take a few minutes today because we're heading into what can be for many people a pretty challenging time of year, right? It's barbecue season, vacation season, all this summer weather, and there tends to be a lot more social situations where we overindulge and overeat and fall into this trap and end up going off course. And because of the warmer weather, we're wearing less clothing than we do during the winter. And so there can come a lot of judgment about our bodies when we're not necessarily making the best food choices. And I want to ask you a couple questions, put a perspective on this that can hopefully help you take control during what can be for many people a challenging time of year. So here's the question I want to put out there for you to think about and for us to talk about. Do you treat weekends like a vacation with the way that you eat? Or do you use every dinner out or family get-together as an excuse to eat whatever you want, right? Now, I'm not saying that you can't or you're bad if you indulge on special occasions. Don't hear that because that's not what's coming out of my mouth. I'm asking, are you constantly, on a regular basis, grabbing up every opportunity to make an excuse to indulge as if special occasions happen every week, multiple times a week, and you, for some reason, feel that that makes you, quote unquote, deserve to overeat, overindulge, or choose things that are not going to help you make progress to your goals? Do you find yourself in this trap where every week or a couple of times a week, multiple times each month, there is some reason, and I say that with air quotes because it's just in your head, to overindulge or overeat or get off your plan, though I don't believe in plans. Now, if you're thinking that maybe you do that, that is something you're going to have to take control of. And you're going to have to choose a different response if you want to see results, if you really want to prioritize a physical transformation or a transformation of your mental and emotional relationship with food. Okay, you're going to have to choose a different response in those situations if you really want to see results. You can't possibly continue to take two steps forward and three steps back and then wonder why you're not making progress or feeling like it's so hard. Think about it in terms of other areas of your life, okay? If you're trying to get out of debt, but you constantly justify spending money that you don't need to spend, what happens? You don't get out of debt, right? If you've set this goal that I want to pay down debt or I want to save money, but every few days there's like something you've just got to have, because it's on sale or there's some special circumstance, well, you're never gonna make progress. And that's how many of us treat food. Or if you're constantly biting your fingernails when you're trying to break the habit and grow them out, you can't do that. There can't always be a reason if you wanna make progress. Now, if you're totally comfortable where you're at, no big deal. But if you're feeling like you have these goals and you're not getting there at the rate you want to, you might have to look at this behavior and get serious about making a change. If you're constantly justifying eating treats or sweets or indulging when you're trying to transform your body, you're going to have a really hard time. Now, I think a lot of people feel that weight loss is difficult. It's actually very, very, very simple. Now, simple doesn't mean easy, but the hard part is not in what to eat and when, it's in consistency, okay? Because transformation is very simple. That's not easy, but it's very simple. It is not hard. It's not a complicated puzzle that requires brain power or an advanced plan or anything like that. It's not. It does, however, require that consistency. It does require that we make choices that will bring us towards our goals, and we have to know what to do. That's one thing, but that's not what makes it challenging. We have to do it. And we have to not make excuses. We have to do it consistently. The recipe for transformation is no secret. Like, fortunately for all of us, it's right out there for all of us to know and to adopt, to live. All of us, every single one of us, are totally capable of any kind of transformation, a physical transformation, an emotional transformation, a financial transformation. It's really not complicated. Right? The recipe for physical transformation is really simple. Make good choices whether you want to or not. And don't stop, right? You don't have to be perfect, but you have to be consistently making good choices. And the problem is, most of us are consistently making bad choices. We're consistently making indulgent choices even when we don't want to. We're consistently giving ourselves an excuse to eat the cookie, drink the drinks, whatever it is. We're always finding a reason, and you must make a habit of doing what you need to do to move towards your goal, of eating clean foods, of not overeating. It's not complicated, right? Do not make a habit out of choosing what feels good over choosing what is good for you. Do not make a habit out of choosing what feels good over choosing what is good for you. And that is what so many of us do. In the moment, it feels good to have the pizza. In the moment, it feels good to have the chips and dip with our friends because, you know, it's here and it makes us feel good. But we've got to break this habit of doing what feels good over what is good for us. We have to stop being our own enemy. And that's what this is. We are sabotaging ourselves. And this was one of the powerful turning points for me in my personal journey, okay? Because you guys know I struggled with my weight for years and years and years, 20 plus years. And it was a major aha moment to say, no one can stand in the way of me transforming my body and reaching my goals except me, right? And nobody had been in my way up until that point, right? I had been in my way. I wanted it, and I wanted it badly, and yet I was choosing Chick-fil-A 5 or 6 mornings a week and Hostess cupcakes, and the only reason I was not reaching my goals is because I was driving to Chick-fil-A, ordering the food, putting it in my mouth. I was going to the grocery store and getting Hostess cupcakes and eating them. I was the only one in my way. I was constantly looking for an excuse. Oh, I slept in, so I don't have time to make breakfast, or it's been a stressful day and I deserve a Hostess cupcake. Yesterday I ate really clean, so I deserve a Hostess cupcake. Tomorrow I'm gonna eat really clean, so today I'm gonna have a Hostess cupcake. I mean, come on. You know, the only reason I wasn't reaching my goals is because of what I was doing. I was choosing food that did not create a healthy body. My body was a reflection of Chick-fil-A and Hostess cupcakes, okay? And I thought, and I'm sure many people feel this way too, and I hear this from you all in emails, it's just so hard to say no, right? Here's the thing that we all need to remember. It will always be hard if you don't start. It will always be hard if you don't practice. But the more you practice, the more you choose self-discipline and self-control, the easier it gets. But if you don't put in the practice, you'll never get better at it, and it will always be hard. You're not going to wake up one morning and all of a sudden it's easy to say no, right? That requires practice. And every time you go to the dinner out, or you go to the birthday party, or you go to the work meeting where they're serving pizza, and you indulge, You just passed up an opportunity to make it easier for yourself. In that moment, is it hard? Sure it is, but you have to get through that hard moment in order to get to the place where it's easier. Does that make sense? It takes practice. So every moment of temptation is an opportunity for you to improve, is an opportunity for it to get easier. When you exercise making the right choice in that moment, the next moment comes and it's easier. And now when I'm at a party and there's cake, I'm like, it doesn't even appeal to me. I couldn't have imagined that a few years ago. Like, you couldn't put cake in front of me and have me say no, right? It was so hard for me. But it gets easier and it gets easier and it gets easier. And then it just becomes what you want to do, right? I'm not saying it is what you want to do right now. You might want your goals, but you also want cake. But it does get easier. It will not get easier if you don't practice, if you don't start exercising that self-control. And if you don't start exercising that self-control, you are not going to reach your goals and you'll always be stuck wishing and never achieving. You're either looking for a way to make it work or you're grabbing up and creating reasons that it won't work, right? You're gonna get whichever one you look for. If you see excuses, if you see reasons to step off, they're always going to be there. They're around us every single day, every minute you can think of an excuse. And if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're going to find. On the other hand, if you seek solutions, if you seek reasons it's worth it, if you seek reasons you're worth it and reasons your goal is bigger than your immediate temptation, you'll see those too. So whatever you're searching for, you'll seek. When people make excuses, no matter what I say, they come back with another justification, another excuse, another this, another that, because that's what they're looking for. And eventually I'm like, okay. Because if that's what you're looking for, it doesn't matter what anybody else says to you. But if you decide, I'm not going to do that anymore, instead of trying to justify and excuse every single choice I make, I'm just going to choose a different path and I'm going to start seeking out all the ways I can make it work, all the ways I can make progress, all the ways I can turn down temptation, just say no, practice it, bring an alternative. That is what I am going to approach these things with instead of, oh, well, it's just today. Oh, well, it's so-and-so's birthday. Oh, well, so-and-so brought me cookies. If those are the things you're looking for, there's plenty of them to go around. You will find them. We tend to fall into this trap of what's known as learned helplessness. Like we have no control over ourselves when there's a bread basket in front of us. Like that is the reason we had to eat the bread, because it was there. Learned helplessness. We claim that we have no control. We're totally powerless at a dinner out, at a party, at a family get together. No, you aren't. You are not powerless. You are not helpless. You do not have to make that choice. You are completely and always capable of a different choice. Don't opt for things that won't move you towards your goals and then the next day wake up and go, what happened last night? You made choices. And I understand it's not easy, but the only way for it to get easy is for you to get started and keep practicing and stop looking for excuses to treat every weekend like a special occasion, every dinner out like a holiday. It's not. If you're looking for those opportunities, you'll always find them, but you just don't have to. Get out of your own way, right? Catch yourself when you say things like, oh, I'll tighten up tomorrow, I'll start on Monday. Don't just put that out there like a fact when it's not true, right? Is it potentially true? Sure, but historically, do you follow through on those promises to yourself? I know I didn't. Don't let what you'll do tomorrow influence a choice you make right now. Don't justify things that way. All you have is your ability to make this choice right now. And if you start thinking about, well, you know, I'll do it today, but I'll do this tomorrow to make up for it. I'll do this on Monday to make up for it. Bring yourself to right now. Whenever you start justifying your choices with something in the future, that is not real. That is not real, and that is an excuse. That is a way that we lie to ourselves to give in to whatever we want in this moment. Don't get in the habit or get out of the habit of justifying something to make yourself feel better by lying about something you're going to do in the future. I understand you intend to do better tomorrow or you intend to do better on Monday, but that doesn't matter. First of all, you don't usually do it, right? And I didn't usually do it either. That's why we're here. That's why we're in this situation. Deal with right now. Right now in this moment, make the best choice that you can. Self-control and self-discipline are not things that you either have or you don't have. And I see so many emails from people saying, I just have no self-control. I'm not disciplined. We all have self-control and self-discipline. It's just maybe yours is not exercised. It's just dormant. You're expecting one day to wake up and have it. And until then, you're going to keep making excuses. But it's like a muscle. You have to use it. You have to practice and you have to be consistent. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I look at myself now and my degree of self-control and I laugh because I didn't know that was capable to me. And the only reason that it wasn't available for me is because I didn't practice it, right? You just cannot take up every opportunity to indulge as if you deserve it or you've earned it. I was having a conversation with one of my coaching clients last week and she was explaining and she had done really well all week. She had made good food choices. Her body was feeling good. And now she wanted an In-N-Out burger because she felt like she earned it. And I've certainly thought that way before. And I said to her, you can have the In-N-Out burger. No big deal. The burger itself isn't a big deal. But think about it this way. What you just said to me is like saying, I've worked so hard. I've been sober for 30 days. I'm so proud of myself. I feel great. So I really deserve a beer. Really? and she got it. It clicked. It made sense. But when we justify things, we get so caught up in like, yeah, that excuse works. I've earned it. Or, oh yeah, it's my husband's birthday. I've earned it. No, let's back up for a second. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Usually it does not. And I want you to make progress. I want you to get to a point where you're like, oh my gosh, I totally get it. It is totally possible. This transformation thing is not complicated, right? It doesn't mean it's easy, but it's not complicated. But the best news of all is if you feel like it's hard right now, this is as hard as it will ever be. It gets easier when you get consistent. And to get consistent, all you need to do is make one good choice right now, okay? And then later today, make another good choice. And the more you do that, the easier it gets. You build that momentum and you take down those barriers and it gets easier and easier. So the one thing I want you to really hear in this message today, and I'm going to keep this really short because I want you to really think about this. No matter if you have 300 pounds to lose, 100 pounds to lose, 20 pounds to lose, whatever, it is not complicated. And that's great news. And it's not hard either. That doesn't mean it's easy, but right now, it can only get easier as long as you get started, as long as you stop grabbing up every weekend, every Friday night, every girls' night or birthday party or family get-together as an excuse to just act like nothing matters other than what you want in that moment. When you do that, it gets easier and easier and easier, and the more you continue it, the easier it gets. So transformation, it's not a matter of, I don't know if I can do it, or I don't know if I have what you have. You have everything you need right now. You have all the information you need. All you have to do is make a good choice in that moment. And then the next time when it's difficult and you want to make a choice that isn't going to move you towards your goals, don't do it. Make a choice that's going to move you towards your goals. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. And before you know it, not only is it easy, it's transformed your body and you're worth it and life is short. And, you know, I love those signs on the highway where you like pass an apartment complex and it says, if you lived here, you'd be home right now. Guys, if you started right now, not Monday, not July 1st, not September 1st, not January 1st, right now, where could you be in 3 months or 6 months? Just do it now. It gets easier. You have to be consistent, but it gets easier. And I am here for you. I've been through this. I've been at the place where it just feels so dang challenging to make those good choices in the moment. I get that. And I'm here for you. So head over to primalpotential.com. Right on the homepage, there's an email sign up. If you're not on the list, get on the list because that's where I send out all my tips and my suggestions, my workouts, my recipes, stuff like that. But that's not why I want you to get on it. I want you to get on the list so that you can email me back, so that you can tell me how you're doing, so that you can tell me what you're struggling with. Because guys, if you start now, where can you be in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a year, anywhere you want to be? It gets easier. But you got to stop grabbing up every single opportunity to take a nosedive into a pint of ice cream, okay? So get on the list, shoot me an email, let me know what you're struggling with, let me help. That's why I'm here. I don't get paid for this podcast. If you guys think I make a dime off this, you're nuts. I don't. I'm here because I know how possible this is and I want to help. And this is totally, totally, totally possible for you. So get on the list. Shoot me an email. Stop waiting till Monday. Do it now. Where could you be a year from now if you just stop making excuses and start getting consistent? It gets easier. It gets easier. I promise it gets easier. Until next time, guys, stay healthy.